Hello? What do I want? I want Cadbury's.
The Cadbury Show! Hello, Elsie. Why, I believe you've been down to the motor show.
That's right, Mr. Galsworthy. They're much better than Dada used to own. So quiet. On Dada's car, everything made a noise except the horn.
Well, why didn't he have the car repaired?
Oh, too costly. Oh. The garage man said the only solution was to jack the horn up and run a new car under it.
Did you see any cars in the show you liked?
No, Mr. Galsworthy. They haven't got any of the up-to-date features that I'm used to on cars, like the hurricane lamps and solid rubber tires. But one car had a very modern device, and essential in these days of fast-moving traffic.
Oh, and what was it?
A pair of steel claws attached to the back bumper bar. You see, when you knock down a pedestrian, they set him up again for the next driver.
Well, that's a great idea. But don't you think the modern car is too powerful?
Oh, yes, and much too fast. I remember our first car. I used to steer while Minnie walked ahead with a magnet.
I know something else that has an attraction like a magnet. It's Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Everyone goes for dairy milk in a big way. That's because every big bite is so velvety smooth, so deliciously creamy. In every half pound of Dairy Milk Chocolate, there's the nourishing goodness of milk. Milk, fresh, creamy milk. That, blended with Cadbury quality chocolate, makes every thick, chunky square so good for you.
Reg, you know you asked me to park your car for you.
Yes, Elsie.
Well, I found that block of dairy milk you keep in the glove box.
You just couldn't resist it, I know, Elsie. That's part of the reason why dairy milk is Australia's favorite. Did you park the car?
Yes, Reg. In a lovely place, too. It had a notice up saying, fine for parking.
Fine for parking? Oh, Elsie.
I know you're mad at me, Reg. But I promise I'll buy you another block of dairy milk after the show.
Elsie, when you do buy that block of dairy milk chocolate, don't make any mistake.
I look for the purple and gold wrapper.
I know, Elsie. But do things right this time. Be sure you say, I want Cadbury's.
I think Percy is settling down at last.
What way, Elsie?
Well, he really enjoys being with me in the garden. Why, only yesterday he sat up in the deck chair and just looked at the garden in sheer delight. He was enjoying it so much I stopped digging the trench to watch him.
He's settled down all right. Just wait till you've got a block of land of your own and he has to clear that.
Oh, that won't worry, Purse. He's had a lot of experience at clearing up rubbish.
Yes, he's always sorted out junk down at the tip.
Minnie, that wasn't nice. Purse is a demon for work. It isn't his fault. He's too good at his job.
Purse? Too good at his job?
Yes. He was working with a bridge builder, and the foreman told Percy he knew more about making the spam than anyone else.
Exactly what did he say?
Well, he said that Purse was the biggest spammer in the works.
All right, Jolly Brain. That's Purse, your bundle of charm.
If you're a bundle of charm, then it's come undone.
Purse. For 15 years now, you've had me on a string and kept me up in the air. I don't know whether I'm your fiancé or your kite.
We'll be married all in good time, Jellybean.
Well, I think it's high time we did something about it. For instance, we could choose our block of land. I want you to look at a couple of sites, Purse.
Many and who else?
Hey. Just a minute. I'm no site.
Purse, we've got to make plans for the future.
Yeah, well, what sort of a house do you want, Jellybean?
A brick one.
I suppose that's the best. If you have a timber one, you get those things in your foundations. What do you call them?
Whale bones.
No. White ants. But all this talk about our own house, it frightens me.
But, Purse, we're engaged, remember?
How could I forget it, Jellybean? We became engaged that night they made you the belle of the ball.
Yes. I was the belle of the ball and you gave me a ring. But don't be frightened, Purse. I thought that we could build our own home and let out all the rooms in this place.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, and I could be your rent collector. I'd only charge you 10%.
But, Purse, half the rent would be yours. When two people marry, they share everything. You'd get half my money and half this house, and I'd get half your money and possessions.
What would you do with 5 bob and a shaving brush?
Never mind, Purse. I don't care about your worldly wealth. I just want you for what you are. And I don't want any remarks from you, Minnie.
Hello, Grandma. What big eyes you have.
Hello, Miss Hipswitch. How are they treating you since you moved into the upstairs room?
Oh, Miss Elsie treats me just like one of the family.
Yeah? Gee, that's tough. By crikey, Miss Hipswitch, you look very smart. Or, as the French say, chicken.
Chic is the word. As a matter of fact, Miss Hipswitch and Minnie and I were walking along the street the other day and a nice man told us we looked like three sisters.
Yeah, those peaks up in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, by the way, everybody, what about being a little more informal? Don't call me Miss Hipswitch all the time. Make it Marlena. Oh.
Marlena, what a name. You little tremor.
You must excuse Purse for going on like that, but he used to have a pet goanna named Marlena.
Yes, I could see it meant something to him. My boyfriend is very sentimental, too, just like Purse.
What's his name, dear?
Eustace.
Oh.
He's so romantic. Last night he told me the moon was made of silver, and he wanted to go there for our honeymoon.
Purse is so romantical, too. Last night he told me that the moon was made of cheese and he wanted to go there for his supper.
Eustace and I are looking at some blocks of land. We're just two little lovebirds who want to build a little nest.
Oh, are you flying north for the winter? You know, Purse, we could easily follow Marlena's example and take a look at some land.
Well, I can recommend an agent. Here's his card.
Oh, Tar. We don't want to get in with anyone dishonest. Now, let me see. Boris Money. That's a good name for an agent. You sure this man is trustworthy, Marlena?
Well, I'm not the sort of girl who put her trust in any man.
Well, you certainly failed me.
Purse. Go on, dear.
Well, Mr. Money, that's the agent. Trusted us all right. Why, when we paid him the £500, he didn't even give us a receipt.
Well, that sounds honest enough. But what was the £500 for?
Our deposit.
Deposit on the house?
Oh, jolly me, no. He sold us his shop.
Oh, well, that was nice. He didn't want you to come away empty-handed. Well, I'll give him a ring and make an appointment.
The number's there on that card.
What's this? Fool.
No, no. F-O-O-1.
Ah. Oh, well, here's the phone. Hello?
What do you want?
Is that Boris Money, the estate agent?
Is that the police?
No.
Is that the bank?
No.
Ah, Boris speaking.
Oh. This is Elsie Smith of Cuckoo Avenue. I want to have a look at a few blocks of land, preferable not far from town.
You do? Ah, come in, sucker. Miss Smith, I'll call for you in my car and take you down to see them.
Good. We were hoping you'd take us down.
I'll do that all right. Farewell, me beauty.
Well, he's calling for us, Purse. We're going to look at some land later on today.
Now, Jellybean, don't be too anxious. You might have to walk miles before you find the block you want.
Ah, but the further you walk, the better the bargain.
How do you mean, Else?
Well, if you walk far enough, you can turn 2 feet into a couple of acres. Oh, dear.
If I was you, I'd throw away that joke book of yours.
I bring a song, only a love song, shy as a day in spring, trying to tell you all that it knows, all that a heart dare not speak, songs may sing. Born in the moonlight, fed by caresses, our song should never die. Keep it caressed, dear, it always to your breast, dear. Don't let a love song die. I've been trying hard to find a way of telling you just how I feel. Now at last that I've designed a way, my dearest hopes I would reveal. From the music in my heart, my pen has set apart a symphony of sighs to make it known to you how far my dreams pursue, how high my fond hopes rise. I bring a song, a real love song,
Tom Toby for I Bring a Love Song. Holiday time is meant for enjoyment. That goes for Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate, too. Dairy Milk's lingering flavor of top-quality chocolate plus milk, milk, fresh, creamy milk is all enjoyment from first bite to last. And no matter where you go, you're never far from Dairy Milk. Down on the beach, up in the hills, at every counter and kiosk, Dairy Milk is top favorite, top chocolate value. Capture the holiday mood all year round by sharing round some of those thick, chunky squares. In every half pound of Dairy Milk, there's a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk. That's the reason why lovers of perfect chocolate say, I want Cadbury's.
Oh, isn't it exciting, Purse, us having our own block of land?
We haven't got it yet, Jellybone.
But the agent will be here any time now. You'll have to think about laying out the garden.
I'd rather lay out in the garden.
Purse, we'll grow all sorts of things, and I'll go out first thing every day and sing, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. The corn is as high as an elephant's high.
That's not the corn that's high, that's the fertilizer.
You know, Purse, there's just no romance in you. By the way, we'll need something for a deposit if we decide on the block. If the land costs £500, what'll we put down?
My foot. 500 quid for a bit of a paddock. Blimey, there's only one place you'd find anyone who'd pay that sort of money.
Well, where would he come from?
Straight out of a sick bed.
Mr. Hercules, you're always interrupting.
I know. It's me indigestion.
Oh, just wait a minute, Mr. Hercules. Now, stay still. Don't you move. I've never noticed your profile before. Oh, what a cute nose you have. Oh.
Do you like the way it turns up?
Oh, yes, and then down. And then up again. Oh, it's nice.
Hey, Mr. Herc, do you know anything about blocks?
Oh, yes. Many's the pleasant hour I've spent with the psychiatrist, trying to fit the right ones into the funny-shaped holes.
No, not those blocks. I mean blocks of land.
Oh, well, a friend of mine is subdividing his market garden. It's a very good land. Grow anything. One year he planted cotton seeds, and the next year he harvested 500 tons of cotton. Mm. The next year he planted colored cotton.
I suppose he harvested colored cotton, eh?
No, fancy bedspreads.
Well, that's nothing. I know a bloke who crossed Death Watch beetles with fireflies.
What did he get?
Luminous watches.
Mr. Hercules, do you think that this friend of yours would sell us some land cheap?
I don't think so. There's so much in the soil these days. Fruit trees, vegetables, and...
Hearst has already cracked one about fertilizer.
I'll have to try and get here earlier, won't I?
Well, let's see what fruit you've got today. What's that pink soft thing with a fuzz all over it?
Me face.
No, that fruit in your basket.
Oh, that's a peach.
I'll have half a dozen, thanks. You know, I always think peaches are lovely. But it's such a waste to cut away all that soft stuff just to get to the nut in the middle.
Speaking of nuts, how are you, Mr. Herc?
Oh, me doctor reckons I must be on the improve.
That's decent. Maybe one day soon you'll be perfectly healthy.
I hope not. As I am, at least I know what's wrong with me. That if I was perfectly healthy, goodness, I'd be likely to catch anything. Of course, there's a definite pattern about being sick. I wouldn't tell this to anyone I hadn't met.
What do you mean, a pattern for being sick?
It's easy. You catch a chill, and next you're ill. You take a pill, then make your will. Oh, it's as simple as that.
Of course, I suppose it's just practice that makes it so easy for you to catch things.
Oh, yes. I reckon I could get anything wrong with me. Anything you could possibly name.
My mother had something I bet you couldn't have.
Yes, what?
Me.
I'll have to think about that one. But give me time. But did I tell you I've got a new part-time job at the local hospital?
Oh, you're not strong enough to work in a hospital.
The job's all right. I'm on the skeleton staff. Oh. Well, I'd better run along now. See you again. Be brave.
Hello, Elsie.
Hello, Babs, darling.
Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Oh, I don't know about that. I know I was very slow as a child. I was 5 before I could say girl and 6 before I could say boy.
Oh, that's nothing. I was 21 before I knew there was any difference.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? I get no kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some people go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Yes, I get a kick out of you.
Here's something else to sing about. Cadbury's Brazil Nut Chocolate. A double feast of good flavor in one chocolate block. In Cadbury's Brazil Nut, besides smooth, creamy Dairy Milk chocolate, there are plump Brazil nuts, heaps and heaps of them, blended together to make a chocolate that's doubly satisfying, doubly nourishing. Look for Cadbury's Brazil Nut Chocolate at your favorite chocolate counter. Buy a block tomorrow. Brazil Nut Chocolate is full of satisfying goodness. Another nutty, nourishing reason for I Want Cadbury's.
Who could this be? Yeah, what do you want, sport?
You're Elsie Smith, are you?
Yeah. No. I'm slightly confused.
How do you do, Mr. Confused? I'm the real estate agent, Boris Money. I've come to take Miss Smith to look at my loots. Lots.
Yeah, well, Elsie will be here in a minute. Take a seat.
Here I am, Purse. Oh, you must be Mr. Doe.
Money. Well, come along, friends. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of ooze.
Oh, dear, sounds like it's going to be damp. I wanted a block of land that was high.
Well, I'll soon fix that with a packet of...
No, no, not another crack about fertilizer. Now, let's get into the car. Oh, it's been a long drive, Mr. Penny.
Money. Oh, no, let me see. 2 hours and 20 minutes at an average speed of 45 miles an hour. Ah, you can't say this place is very far from town. After all, you're living in the jet age, you know.
Yes, I can't see Purse getting to work at all from way out here.
That's what appealed to me too, Jellybean. Just exactly where is this block of land, sport?
Is it near the shop?
Yes. Only 2 days to Darwin and 3 to Alice Springs.
Oh, look! I suppose that's what they mean when they say a place is going ahead in leaps and bounds.
No, Jellybean, they're kangaroos.
Don't take it too badly that there aren't any buildings about. Why, Sydney itself started off just as a clearing in the scrub like this.
Yes, I remember.
Well, come along. I'll show you the exact block that I have in mind.
Just a minute. Before we go off the road, we want to be sure we can find our way back. That undergrowth looks pretty rough.
Oh, don't worry. The block isn't far off the road.
Oh, dear. I hope that the noise of the traffic won't disturb us when we build our home out here.
Oh, no. There's not much traffic on that road. Only once a year during that Round Australia tour.
Well, it doesn't sound the right place for our block of land.
Well, of course it is. Come on, follow me into the scrub. Mind your head on the vines.
Isn't there a track or a road or something?
Only the ones the Aborigines use for their corroboree. But that won't be cleared till the next full moon.
Oh.
My gee, I hope you know where you're taking us, Mr. Dina.
Money. Of course I know I've shown this block to hundreds of people. Besides, I've got my compass. Can't go wrong. Look, it's, A nor past east. Oh, dear. I think it's about half a nor slow.
How much further to this block?
Just up this hill.
Oh, good. I'm tired from walking so far.
Yes, I've got the binoculars and you'll be able to see it from up here.
Oh, no!
Just my little joke. Oh. Well, here we are. This is it.
Where? To the right or the left of the hill?
Neither. It is the hill. Wonderful elevation.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Luca.
Money.
Well, I'm sorry, but this isn't what we're looking for.
Oh, come, Elsie. I didn't drive you out here for nothing, did I?
No, but you didn't tell us you also ran a taxi service.
Hey, you know, Jellybean, it's not such a bad block of land. I mean, it's got that river running through it.
It's not a river, that's seepage. Ah, but first, my friend, a man of your astute judgment must see the possibilities of this investment. Why, it's a natural paddy field. You could open up the rice-growing industry.
Now, look here, sport. We've decided we definitely don't want it.
You're missing a great bargain.
But if this rock is covered in water in the middle of summer, what do we do in the winter?
Punt. I also run a ferry service. Look, for only £2,000 you can have this exclusive site.
What's so exclusive about it?
It's part of the Rocket Range target area.
Well, that settles it. Come on, Els, let's go.
Righto, Purse. But we came in this way.
It might have jolly been this way.
Pardon me, but you're both wrong. I distinctly remember seeing that tree in line with an egg-shaped cloud.
Now give me a look at your compass, Tark. Oh, silly. We have to go that way.
How do you know?
Well, that's the way the needle points.
Oh, yeah, come on, this way.
It's been a long walk back to your car, Mr. Money.
No. You're just imagining it.
You think so? Well, look over there. That's the sunrise.
Aye, look. There's a ride just ahead.
Oh, good. Now, where's your car, Mr. Money?
Well, it should be here.
Well, it's not.
I can see that. It's been stolen. Thief! Thief!
You'll have to hire an investigator to look for it.
My car. I'm also a private detective.
But it's your car that's been stolen.
It is. I'll have to claim on the insurance company. That means I'll collect commission on myself. I'm also an insurance agent.
The trouble is that this isn't the same road where you left your car, and we're completely lost. Oh, look. Look, it's a truck. Oh, he's loaded right up. Plumbing purse. No, not like that. I mean, try and get a lift.
Are you stopping?
Room for one only.
Thank you, my friend. Well, goodbye, Elsie. Goodbye, purse.
Aye. You can't leave us like this.
Don't worry, I'll get you out. Just pray for rain.
I wonder what he meant when he said we'd be all right if we prayed for rain.
I can tell you. Have another look at his card. He also runs a flying boat service.
One week from tonight, be tuned for more fun with our Cadbury stars. Meanwhile, for a smooth, satisfying taste treat, buy a block of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. In each thick, chunky square of dairy milk, you can really taste that milk. Milk, fresh, creamy milk. That's what makes Dairy Milk Chocolate so smooth, so deliciously creamy. And Dairy Milk is so good for you. In each half pound, you get all the goodness and satisfying flavor of a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk. Call at your chocolate counter for Dairy Milk tomorrow. It's top of the list for fine chocolate the world over. Your first and foremost reason for I Want Cadbury's. In tonight's Cadbury Show, you heard Minnie Love as Minnie, Kevin Brennan as her old friend Purse, Frank Spain as Mr. Hercules, Sheila Sewell as Marlena Hitzrich, Alan Trevor as Borrows Money, the estate agent. Songs by Babs McKinnon and Tom Toady to the music of Wilbur Kentwell. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying goodnight for Elsie, your Cadbury star, Rita Ponsford.